Back in the 12th century, monks in England claimed they saw a spectacular eruption of fire and hot coals on the crescent moon. Others have since made similar claims about mysterious lunar flashes. Professional space scientists have dismissed such amateur reports, saying there's no evidence the flash is related to anything happening to the moon itself. They say they may simply be falling stars streaking past the moon. But now, a NASA researcher says at least one amateur astronomer was right. NPR's Vicki Valentine reports.
Dr. Leon Stewart was a physician in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but his passion was stargazing. One November night in 1953, he was outside, toying around with a camera he'd added to his telescope. By sheer chance, he captured a once-in-a-lifetime event. His photo appeared to show an explosion on the moon.
It looks like there's a bright star in the middle of the moon.
Bonnie Baradi is a NASA planetary scientist. She studies the moon for fun. She says the Oklahoma physician was convinced he had witnessed an asteroid crashing into the moon. So he did what any good scientist would do.
He published it.
Stewart's photo and his theory appeared in a 1956 issue of The Strolling Astronomer, an amateur astronomy newsletter. But professional researchers dismissed his idea. They said what he actually saw was just a meteor burning up in the Earth's atmosphere. Stewart didn't change his mind. When he died in 1968, he was still convinced he had caught a lunar collision on camera. The incident was known as Stewart's Event in astronomy circles. When Bonnie Baradi came across the photo decades later, she thought Stewart's idea of an asteroid crash was worth a second look.
I looked at it, and the first thing I thought was, well, if this really were the crash of an asteroid or a comet into the moon, it would have to leave a crater. And wouldn't it be neat if we could find that crater?
According to Stewart's photo and description, the asteroid would have to have been the size of an 18-wheeler. Baradi then calculated the crater's location and how big it would be. She and her student Lane Johnson searched through thousands of images of the scarred lunar surface.
Lane and I were sitting around a table in a classroom, and we started looking at all these craters, and our eyes kind of fell on this bright crater that had these ejecta rays emanating from it. And we just looked at that, and I said, that's it.
The image of the mile-wide crater came from Clementine, a NASA space probe that had taken 2 million photos of the moon in the 1990s.
It was that eureka moment that, you know, a scientist can really expect to experience only once or twice in their lives.
She published her work this year in the space journal Icarus. Paul Lohmann, a lunar geologist with NASA, has seen Baradi's study and agrees. Stewart was right. The doctor had witnessed a major asteroid impact.
I have a lot of respect for amateur astronomers, and he clearly was one of the good ones. The most amazing thing is that he happened to be lucky enough to photograph it.
Some astronomers still aren't convinced. They say the explosion Stewart described should have appeared as a much larger fireball in the photograph. But Baradi says the fact that there's still more analysis to be done shows how valuable the work of amateur astronomers is.
I'm really impressed with the kind of person that Leon Stewart must have been. He just went out at night, like thousands of amateur astronomers over the world. He went out at the night and gazed at the sky, and I think that it's that kind of wonder and joy at observing the heavens that I find most impressive in him.
And in the meantime, Stewart's event has been renamed Stewart's Crater. Vicki Valentine, NPR News, Washington.
To see the photo Leon Stewart took and a picture of the amateur astronomer himself, check out our website at npr.org.